Darling Jim, a novel by Christian Merck, narrated by Stephen Hoy and Justine Eyre. Copyright 2007 by Christian Merck. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Henry Holt & Company, LLC, and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prelude. What Desmond Saw. Chapter 1. Malahide, just north of Dublin, not so long ago. Long after the house had been disinfected for new occupants, and the bodies rested safely in the ground, people still didn't come near it. "Cursed," whispered the neighborhood gossips, and nodded meaningfully.
"Deadly! A haunted house!"
cried the children. But they only ever mustered up the courage to take a step or two into the front yard before losing heart. Because what Desmond the mailman had been the first to see inside had been unnatural strange. Everybody liked Desmond, even if he might have been a little too nosy for his own good. He was also a slave to ritual, always noticing if anybody's grass needed tending or whether the paint on a flagpole had begun to chip. Taken together with his guilt of having seen details without understanding their true meaning, these otherwise sociable qualities cost him his sanity. On the last day of his life that gave him any joy, this most demanding connoisseur of his customer's coffee delivered the day's mail in the quiet neighborhood just down the street from the train station in Malahide, as slowly as he decently could without being called a peeping Tom. He started where the bars of New Street met the faux Bavarian ugliness of the concrete marina and took a left, continuing out to Bissett Street.